Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We're in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 where we're talking about the wisdom of God. So how does one acquire the wisdom of God? What books and classes or training seminar do we need to go to in order to get this wisdom? Well, Paul's going to answer that question in this section of Scripture. The majesty of God's wisdom is revealed through the Spirit of God. And in this section, the primary truth is that the wisdom Paul imparts is essentially different than the wisdom of the world. It's not natural to this world. He describes God's wisdom in four different ways. And the first way is this, that it's not of this age. God's wisdom belongs to a different age. It does not originate from the time period of human existence. It is an eternal wisdom. In fact, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4 says, He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world. No doubt, we have need of the Word of God in this age today. But there's usually a reply that is made when it comes to God's Word that says that the Bible is not relevant to my life. How can a book written thousands of years ago, chronicling the history of a people and then one particular person and movement, give me any insight or any wisdom today? I need a modern wisdom, not an ancient wisdom. I need a relevant wisdom, not an antiquated wisdom. Well, the truth is that the Bible gives you insight into eternity. It holds eternal wisdom. And most of the time, people who say that the Bible is not relevant are people who simply do not want to accept what the Bible offers because it cuts against the grain of our sinfulness. The wisdom of this age is temporal, not eternal. The wisdom of this age is accommodating, not convicting. And when the people of this age want something different, more accommodation for their sin, you better believe that the wisdom of this day will move along with it. Today, when you pray, please pray for Sirpong Yalbang and his family, our missionaries in Thailand. And also remember the Enzima LifeWord broadcast in Ghana and the Ivory Coast.